The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all over the globe. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Oof, take a deep breath, people. Seriously, take a deep breath. If you feel like your team is not in the top four, which could very easily be the case in college football, because who knows what this committee is going to be honest with you. As far as strength of schedule, let me just throw this out there right away. Alabama, obviously, number one. Ohio State, number two. Clemson, number three. Wisconsin, number four. Washington, number five. Let me welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Jeff, thoughts about that and thoughts about maybe who will be in the top four?
Well, you know, I think that there has to be a balance between the best teams and the results of what happened on the field. I think that Wisconsin gives themselves a great opportunity with a win in the Big Ten Championship, and I think that the top two are virtually locked in at the moment.
Yeah, going to be interesting to see what happens in that Big Ten Championship game. Who knows if there is a squad in the Big 12 that's worthy? I don't think so, but who knows what these people on the committee will think. But a lot to talk about in the sports world. Obviously, college football, huge. NFL football, huge. Anything on your mind is on our mind. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
You show me something no one will ever know. A love hallucination, another lonely superstar.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved in a few different ways. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. In case you didn't know, a lot going on in the college football world right now. And a lot of people are probably a little, maybe going to be disappointed. That's probably the best way to put it. And then there's going to be people that are pretty excited. I have a question, and we'll start it out. I mean, why not? How does Ohio State make it in when they don't even win their own conference championship? That's the first question I have. But we know they're going to be there. They just beat Michigan. They beat Michigan at home in overtime. They're going to be in the Final Four. So how is that fair, Jeff, first and foremost? I know they have one loss. I know they have a great strength of schedule, but they're not even their own conference champion.
I don't know that it is fair. I think that, you know, it's not just a matter of looking at Ohio State and saying they're the best team in the Big Ten, but they have the results. They don't have the brand of the conference championship, and I'm not trying to apologize for Ohio State here. I understand that there are arguments. You know, you look back at the entire BCS era and all of the non-conference champions that appeared in the national championship. I'm talking about you, Nebraska, in 2001. I'm talking about you, Oklahoma, when you got slaughtered by Kansas State in your own conference championship in 2003. And then you went to lose to LSU in a national championship game that didn't even have enough merit for the AP to vote the winner of that game, the national champions. They gave it to USC, who beat Michigan in the Rose Bowl, but that's, you know, that's 10, 11, 12 years ago. It's inconsequential. We're at a point now, but I think you have to just look at the body of work. You know, take the consider heavily who played at home, who played on the road. Consider heavily who scheduled who. I mean, when you look at it, you know, you talk about Wisconsin, you know, ignoring Alabama and Ohio State. You know, if we're going to assume that they're going to get in, or if we're going to assume that Ohio State is disqualified on the grounds that they didn't win their conference, that's fine. But, you know, look at the teams that can win their conference championships. Look at Colorado going on the road to play at Michigan, as bad as Colorado's been the last couple of years. Look at Wisconsin playing that game at Lambeau with LSU. Look at Clemson playing Auburn out of conference. You know, and then look at Oklahoma. They did schedule Houston and Ohio State. They needed to win at least one of those games, if not both, to legitimize themselves as a team that could, you know, that's worthy of the college football playoff. Because when you look at the Big 12 conference, I think that you maybe give Oklahoma State some credit. You know, the Texas Tech, TCU, Baylor, Texas, none of those teams are any good. You know, I mean, maybe West Virginia is the second best team or the third best team in the Big 12. But I think when you're looking at five Power Five conferences and you know that a team gets left out, I think that maybe you have to consider a second team from the Big Ten. I could argue that you could have a good playoff with Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State, and Wisconsin, but nobody wants to see that because we've seen those games already. We've seen Ohio State go into Camp Randall. We've seen Wisconsin go into the Big House. You know, and then, you know, of course, we saw a pretty big rivalry game on Saturday between Ohio State and Michigan in Columbus, Ohio. So, I mean, we've seen those games already. I think that the rest of the country deserves – a more dynamic set of games, games that we haven't seen already, even if it doesn't feature the best teams. And I think that there is an argument for not winning the conference championship that Ohio State maybe should get left out. But I don't know if I agree with it, and I definitely don't think that's going to happen.
Well, first and foremost, let me throw this out there. With all due respect, okay, Ohio State does have the second toughest strength of schedule record. Okay, so they're number two after beating Michigan. And again, you know, you're talking about who do you play? Well, when you're talking about the Big Ten, there's a lot of good football teams in the Big Ten. So,
and can I introduce the flip side of that to the conversation?
Sure,
because the narrative has been, and rightfully so, that the SEC is the best conference. But when you get past Alabama, doesn't everybody in that conference have four losses? I mean, do you really see a team that's even worthy of the Sugar Bowl beyond Alabama unless Florida does something, you know, miraculous in the SEC championship and beat them? And, you know, and I was thinking about it. How many touchdowns would Florida have to beat Alabama by for you to knock Alabama off the pedestal as a college football playoff team? I don't think that there's a good enough game that Florida could possibly play for anybody to think that little of Alabama to put them outside of the top four.
No. Well, first and foremost, let me just say this, and I mean this. I could care less about the SEC this year because of a lot of what you're saying. And I really think the strength of where we're talking about football this year would be from the Big Ten. And I'm not an idiot. I know there's a lot of teams in the top 10 from the Big Ten, and with that alone,
would you
lets me know that that's the best conference in football this year.
Would you agree that there's a divide between the top three teams, and I'm talking about Ohio State, Michigan, and Wisconsin, and then you get to Penn State, who only does have that one loss in conference, and then they lost to Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh. But I think that Penn State is on a lower tier. I think that Penn State is on a tier with Nebraska and Iowa, who played a lot better than the record down the stretch.
No, I think you're wrong. I watch Penn State play a lot of football games this year, and you know what they do better than most teams in the country? They make halftime adjustments better than most teams in the country. There's something to be said for that with that coaching staff. So, no, I totally disagree with you 100%, and I almost disagree with you 100% about your take on the Big Ten in general. I don't know what you've been watching. I'll be honest with you, man. The Big Ten has the best football throughout the whole year. And again, I'll go back to what I said to you.
Oh, I agree. I definitely agree that the Big Ten's played the best football all year. And I think that there are five or six teams in that conference that could beat anybody on a given Saturday. I don't want you to misconstrue my point here. My point is that Ohio State, Michigan, and Wisconsin played the best football week in and week out. Yes, they took some weeks off. Yes, they played down to the level of some competition.
I don't think Wisconsin took any weeks off. They lost to two teams that were in the top four for basically the whole season.
I'll leave Wisconsin out of that, but I think Ohio State and Michigan definitely played down to the level of competition. They got away with it because of how talented they are, and Wisconsin had to play tough week in and week out to really bear the load that those two losses carry, even though nobody else in the country had to play a schedule like Wisconsin did.
Yeah, but see, that argument to me is almost no good anymore, because when you think about it, man, think about what Florida State did the year that they got to the championship game. You know, they limp into it. And look, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, Ohio State had some close games, okay? So did Michigan. And yeah, they let their foot off the pedal here and there. But you got to realize, everybody that's playing against those guys is giving them their best shot. So for us to say, oh, they play down to the level of their competition, well, I don't know about that so much. Maybe it's just that the competition raises their level so much and they get so geeked up to play in Ohio State or a Michigan that you're not giving credit enough on the other side of the ball and saying, look, they just went out there and those teams battled and they played a hell of a football game and pushing those teams to the brink of almost taking them out of the top four. But on the other hand, then at the end of a ball game, to have the fortitude and have that concentration and have the ability to go out and believe in what you can do and then get a victory for your team. So I hear what you're saying, but I almost say, you know what, those teams are getting the best punch from every other team in the country week in and week out. And let's be honest, man, I'm a Wisconsin guy. I'm a Minnesota guy too on that note. But they're not playing the same type of with the same type of animosity on the other side of that on the other side of that ball, and they don't have those people coming at them the same way that a Michigan or an Ohio State does week in and week out. But let me not take anything away from Wisconsin, man. They were phenomenal all season long. And I'll go back to what I said to you 2-3 weeks ago, and I've been preaching it every single week. There's something to be said about consistency, and Wisconsin has been the second most consistent team to Alabama all year long. We'll see what happens, man. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. On the other side, I think we're going to hook up with John Poulter, a professor of sports. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world. Who's in your top four? That's the question, man. That is the question. Who is the final four? Who's it going to be? We got some things to decide still, but for the most part, I think we can all read between the lines as to what is going to happen. We're going to take a little turn right now. We're going to talk a little baseball and maybe some hockey, and we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing well, thanks. How about you, too?
No complaints. You know, a lot going on in the sports world, as we all know, with the college football playoff, and obviously NFL football is huge. We usually take a little break from the baseball and the hockey stuff, but actually, you know, sometimes there's a lot of interesting stuff in general to talk about. And Jeff, I know you have something to start out with, and I have something to follow that up with. So go ahead.
You know, John, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm really concerned. It's this has been paid, you know, buried on page six or wherever you don't read in your local paper, if you still read your local paper. But Major League Baseball is approaching a very scary time. The union, the previous MLBPA union negotiator has passed away. Tony Clark has taken over. We don't have a deal on the table, and they have until December 1st before we're in danger of postponed spring training. Perhaps it'll affect the World Baseball Classic, and you know, we really dread it. But that 2017 season, John, where are we at with this labor negotiation, and how much danger are we in?
Well, I think it's very early, Jeff. December the 1st is probably, in my opinion, is somewhat of an artificial deadline. Yes, it's the date that the current CBA expires, and I don't know whether December the 1st was set for any magical reason, but anytime you have a labor stoppage, and, you know, let's keep in mind I'm not a lawyer and I'm certainly not familiar with U.S. law, but I look at it from the standpoint that you got three options. You can either have the owners lock the players out, you can have the players refuse to show up at the park, or you can agree to continue to negotiate, and in that period of continued negotiation, work under the expired or expiring CBA. And in this particular situation, I think option three is the door that they're going to go through. There's really no advantage to either side locking out or withholding services at this time, because no one's going to get hurt over it in the off season or the business season, as I refer to it. From the player's standpoint, voting to strike isn't going to help them. With withholding their services in December does absolutely nothing for them. And in terms of the owners locking people out, means that they save money. And if they lock people out, they're not paying people in the wintertime anyway. So I would have to say that the real option here is option three, continue to negotiate. I guess the issue, which you started to point out, was that we've got new leaders on both sides. Manfred is now the commissioner, no longer the chief negotiator, although he would have the final sign-off on the deal, from my understanding. And Tony Clark, in his first negotiation, is the ED of the MLBPA. But I think we're a long way from seeing something shut down. I think both sides are wise enough to learn from the experience of 1994, 1995, that shutting down basically spoils the gravy train and sometimes can take anywhere from 5 years to 10 years to recover. So I just don't see anything being shut down real quick.
Hey, you know, since you were speaking about leaders and whatnot, and this is somewhat unfortunate for people maybe, but maybe not so many people, the passing of Fidel Castro and how he used sports to promote Cuba, how will this affect the Cuban ball player moving forward?
That's a very interesting point. We started to see some relaxation in Cubans being allowed to move to the United States legally and legitimately without having to come across on boats and be smuggled in airplanes and all of those stories we've all heard and read about. But it will be very interesting to see what the new regime in Cuba does about that kind of stuff. The new president, who I guess has been the president for a number of years since Fidel Castro has been in ill health for 3 or 4 years, I have to wonder how much Fidel Castro was still involved with the government of Cuba, and perhaps the loosening of the ties that we've seen in the last 3 or 4 years might in fact be the way that the new president, his younger brother, wishes to go. Lots of baseball talent in Cuba, we all know that. For the most part, we have only seen that talent when it has been perhaps best past its best before date. Maybe now we'll get to see some of these guys when they're in their early 20s and capable of playing at top levels in the major leagues, as opposed to coming here on reputation and sort of being, I wouldn't say has-beens, but certainly past their peak years.
John, wasn't Castro himself affiliated or scouted by the Pittsburgh Pirates back in the 50s and he didn't quite make it?
Well, I've heard that. I didn't live in North America in the 50s, So I can't really pass a comment on that, Jeff, other than what I've read. But I understood that, from what I've read, that he was a pretty good ball player in his youth. And, you know, maybe if he was spurned by a team in the United States, perhaps that was all part and parcel of the way he formed his political beliefs. But
Well, Kim Jong-un was, or Kim Jong-il was supposedly a heck of a golfer, too. It, you know, regularly scored 36s playing 18 holes. So I don't know exactly how much to believe, given Castro's influence and his distortion of the truth from time to time.
Well, there's always lots of secrets out of Cuba, the same way that there were always lots of secrets out of the Soviet Union and the rest of the Iron Curtain countries before the wall and the collapsed in 89, and we started to see Russian athletes coming over primarily in the National Hockey League. So, yeah, I think we're in for a changing of the times. How drastic that change is going to be is still to be seen.
Hey, John, let me ask you this. Something that's near and dear to me and some of the people that are posting me questions on Facebook Live, because I broadcast a little bit on the Facebook as well as obviously with what we do here on Sports Byline USA. Let me ask you something here. Ryan Braun, how do you think he fits in for the Milwaukee Brewers next year, or does he not fit in for the Milwaukee Brewers next year?
I think he could. It could go either way, Andy. If they could get a team to, I guess there's a number of factors here. I'm not familiar with the no trade or no movement clauses in Braun's contract, but I would have to think that a player of that stature has some teams that he won't play for and some teams that he will consider playing for if they sweeten the pot in some way, shape, or form. I guess Braun is at that point in his career where, like every other player, he wants to win. And with all due respect to the Brewers, I think they're several years away from being a top-flight contender. They're certainly improving, but I think they're several years away from being a top-flight contender. And they're not a big money team, so they're going to have to develop their players to get to the next level. They're not going to be able to go out and sign three or four big-time free agents and have an instant turnaround. And they are playing in an extremely tough division, as we've talked about numerous times when we've looked at the National League Central. I have to think that if Braun had an option to go to a top-quality team and they were willing to sweeten the deal in some way, shape, or form, I think that he would do it. If I'm Milwaukee, I would look at it the same way, that I've had some good years out of Braun as a player, but by the time my team, the Brewers, is ready to contend, he'll be past his best before date. Maybe this is a good time to get three or four good prospects or a couple of good prospects and one or two guys that can play on the Major League roster right now. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him move, but I think it would be very limited in terms of the teams that he would go to. I think he'd be looking at one of the top four or five teams that obviously had a fit for a left fielder, and off the top of my head I can't think of who that might be, but he wouldn't go anywhere else just for the sake of moving from Milwaukee. There'd have to be something in it for him.
Hey, John, I know you got to get out of here real soon, so just a quick comment on, you know, we're talking about Cuban ball players, Yenis Cespedes and Aroldis Chapman. Really quickly, where do you think that both of those guys end up next year?
Well, I'm pretty sure that Chapman will go to the Yankees. He's indicated he'd like to be a Yankee again. That was a pretty good relationship when he was there for the 3 or 4 months. I think 20 of his 36 saves this year were with the Yankees. I can kind of see that relationship being rekindled. Cespedes is an interesting story. He seems to like New York. I would have to think that the Mets would want to be in there, because the Mets, we all know, are starved for offense, and that's basically his primary attribute. But, you know, if the Yankees are going to want to spend some money now that they've got all those young prospects to turn them around rather quickly, maybe the Yankees are a good candidate for Cespedes as well. Wouldn't surprise me if they both ended up in the Bronx.
Hey, John, what do you got going on today? You curling today, or what do you got going on?
Yep, I got to be on the ice at 12:30 Eastern. So this is my one day a month where I have an early game.
Curling, you know, a lot of people probably don't know much about it here in the States. It does happen a lot in the state of Wisconsin, though. But if you didn't know, there's a big curling crew in Wisconsin, and I do know a lot about curling because I have done it in my life before, man.
Madison would probably be the key city in Wisconsin. I guess there are some good teams come out of Milwaukee, but Madison would probably be the prime curling hotbed in Wisconsin.
What about Portage? What about Portage, Wisconsin?
I don't know too much about that. I don't know too many players that have come out of Portage, but Madison is where they the major players all seem to gather, and of course that's because it gives them fairly easy access to Manitoba and to Northwest Ontario, which are both Canadian curling hotbeds.
Great stuff as always. John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us. We cook up with him each and every week, so keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I'll be right back.
Thanksgiving right around the corner, folks are touching up things inside the house before the family and friends arrive. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about tips for keeping the interior painting chaos to a minimum right after this.
Severe storms and rolling blackouts can leave you and your family powerless. Take control and never feel powerless again with a Generac automatic backup generator. It stands guard, ready to supply power to your home within seconds of a power outage. Generac generators start at just $1,899 and financing is available. Plus, for a limited time, when you schedule a free in-home assessment with a Generac dealer, you will receive a 5-year warranty, a $495 value absolutely free. To learn more, call 1-800-928-5596 or visit poweryoucontrol.com.
Before you do those holiday paint touch-ups, identify all the areas that need attention with a brightly colored Post-it note. That way, you won't discover one you missed after you put the paint away. Next, don't go anywhere without a drop cloth. No one will notice how good the repainted baseboards look if there's a stain on the carpet right next to it. If you're covering up your kids' artwork on the walls, be sure to use a stain-blocking primer first. Otherwise, their creativity will shine right on through. If you choose a low VOC formula primer, you'll have less of that annoying paint smell to deal with. That way, when the guests arrive, you'll be able to smell the turkey and not the new paint. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a 1-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Dorf will be back with us in a second. For now, you've got me, Jeff Rich, and we are talking about a wild holiday weekend in the world of sports. It all started Thanksgiving Day. I mean, you know, everybody complains that we get Dallas and we get Detroit, and they get that game every year. We've added that third game, that network game on the NFL Network, and this year it was on NBC. This year, again, it was a throwaway game. It's the same old Thursday night football that nobody likes, but those Turkey Day games, they bring us something new. They bring us something that
we want to see.
You know, especially these Detroit Lions are leading their division. What can you say? Calvin Johnson walks away, you know, a la Barry Sanders 15, 20 years ago. And the Lions just pick it up. You know, they might not be playing in the toughest division. You know, Dorfman's going to have plenty to say about the Green Bay Packers. You know, this is usually the slot that we have Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box to talk about the wild world of college football, and especially as wild as it's been the last couple of weeks. Unfortunately, Seth is traveling with family over this holiday weekend, so he's not going to join us. We are going to but we're going to keep it going. I think that college football deserves a lot more conversation in this first hour of the Dorf on Sports program. And speaking of Dorf on Sports, the Dorf man himself is back up. What's up, Dorf?
You know, technology, man. It can be great. It can be terrible at times. But sometimes it just it is what it is. And I agree with you, man. We got so much to talk about with the college football deal that I don't think we are at a loss for anything to speak about. So, look, those people that are upset that their team may not get in, I've said this to you before as well, man. The system isn't perfect, and it still needs to be tweaked a little bit. And that's the one thing I'd like to talk to Seth about, to be honest with you, is how do they make this so that we don't have people left out that maybe should be in? And the way to do it is add two or four more teams. I really believe that. I think that this year, you know, you could weed out the Louisvilles out of the equation because obviously they faltered toward the end of the year. So maybe six teams is that perfect number, to be honest with you, Jeff.
I wouldn't have a problem with that. You know, I mean, current situation, and I know there's that argument against Ohio State because they won't play for, let alone win their conference championship. But, I mean, I'm all for giving Alabama and Ohio State buys. You know, you could have Clemson. You could have whoever wins the Pac-12 championship because, frankly, with Washington's non-conference schedule, even though Colorado lost two games, they lost that game out of conference to Michigan. They both lost to USC. On the road, in fact, you know, they both lost at the Coliseum, if memory serves correctly. So those teams are on the even level. As far as I'm concerned, they have a play-in game. Clemson, you know, Clemson's playing Virginia Tech in that ACC championship. I think they'd be better served to play North Carolina, but I'm also not sure it matters. I think beating Auburn and beating the Louisville team that they played before Louisville began to falter. I mean, the faltering is the Thursday night loss to Houston and then following that up with a really embarrassing in-state loss to Kentucky. I mean, Louisville's out of the conversation, but they weren't a bad time. They weren't a bad team at the time that they played Clemson any more than USC was the good team that they are now when they got drilled by Alabama on Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, I mean, here's my thought is, you know, Clemson kind of just was that team this year that reminded me a lot of the Florida States of the world, where they just kind of kept getting put in that mix, whether they deserved it or not, to be honest with you. You know, they did lose to Pittsburgh, and that is what it is, and they lost to them at home. You know, and then you compare that, is that comparable to, for instance, Wisconsin losing to Ohio State and Michigan? No, I don't think that's the same.
In overtime to Ohio State, you know, and they gave Michigan a heck of a game in the Big House, too. I mean, I really want to wave that, you know, that crimson and cream Wisconsin flag for you. I really do, and I think that they – you know, they ran into a schedule that, Penn State might not have had to play because Penn State hasn't played Wisconsin. I think that Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Michigan, they all played each other. I think that we saw results. I mean, it was Ohio State winning both of those games, and it's not taking anything away from Penn State, but, you know, you mentioned the Pittsburgh Panthers upsetting Clemson at Death Valley, and, you know, they also beat Penn State at home, and that's why Penn State's not getting a serious take in this conversation, if you will.
And then let me ask you this. So therefore, when Penn State and Wisconsin line up, is that game significant enough for either one of those teams to wind up being in the top four? I guess that's the question then.
I think it's significant enough for Wisconsin based on the strength of taking Ohio State to overtime, beating LSU. I mean, granted, we said it's Alabama, and then it's, you know, it's 13 other teams in the SEC, but that's a big out of conference win. Even though they played it at Lambeau Field and they're, you know, virtually in their backyard in Green Bay, Wisconsin, that's a big win. I think that elevates them over some of these other teams that we might be talking about, like Washington. You know, Washington's toughest games are Washington State, Colorado, and USC. They lost to USC. They didn't play a soul out of conference. I mean, I think that I'm going to give a little more love to Colorado, even though they did lose that game. But, you know, Penn State played one big game out of conference. It was against Pittsburgh. They lost that game. I mean, you know, it's you have four out of 125 teams that get in. I think that you have to respect the Big Ten champion as the winner of the best conference, but then you got to consider who that team is. And if it is Penn State, I think that you really have to consider the fact that they lost to Pittsburgh, even though they lost on the road and even though they only lost by 3 points. If anybody remembers that game, and I don't expect anybody to, but Pittsburgh was running away with that. Penn State made it look a lot closer than it should have been in the end.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you are now kind of conformed, and you have sort of transformed what you were saying to me a week ago when you felt like Wisconsin did not deserve to be in. Now it sounds to me like you're changing your tune a little bit, and let's say they win the Big Ten championship. It sounds to me like your final top four would be Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Wisconsin, as long as Wisconsin is able to beat Penn State. Am I correct?
I don't know, because I think that you have to give some love to that Pac-12 champion. You know, I think it's a tough call. I don't think Clemson's a slam dunk. I know that it's a one-point loss, but it's a one-point loss at home, you know, with a four-point win over Auburn, who lost four games. Comparing resumes is tough. I think that I think that there's two possibilities of the way that this should go, and it's either deep in the playoff pool or let a little bit of water out of the out of that Division I Power Five tier, and just have four super conferences, and those four conference champions can play a four-team playoff within their conference, and then whoever comes out of that could play in a four-team playoff for a national, for a national championship. And I think that we're going to get more teams in the playoffs. I quite frankly think that that's exactly how it's going to go down.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is, again, like I said, I think six is a pretty solid number when I think about it. Before, I thought eight was probably pretty good, but realistically, I think six teams is really good, and that's where they'll eventually get to. When does that re-up for negotiation? Is that a couple, 3 years from now still?
I mean, theoretically, it's supposed to go to 2026. And, you know, we're here talking college football, the Dorfon Sports Program. If you're listening live, you're listening to us Sunday morning from 11 to 1 Eastern time. You can do the math if you're anywhere else in the world. But, this is Andy Dorf's show. It's Dorfon Sports. And, you know, we're talking about reinventing the playoff once again after we killed the BCS after the 2013 season, after its 16-year run. Now we have this 12-year contract, but to be quite honest with you, I think that I think it's very possible that there's six New Year's Six bowls. I think that once we get through the entire cycle where everybody gets all their semifinal games, I think they'll look at it again. I think it's also possible that we go 12 years with four teams, or we just kind of just make amendments to the existing policy and maybe we extend it to six. Yeah, I think that it gets to eight. I don't know that it gets any deeper than that, and I don't think that I've long been an advocate of 16, but I don't know that that's actually that's actually a good way to do it. I think it creates a tournament. It doesn't really create a formula to figure out a champion.
I don't know if there is a real formula to figure out a champion when you really
I think that you have to get rid of the MAC, the Mountain West, the Sun Belt. I think you have to get rid of a lot of those teams. And I think there has to be relegation in college football. I think that if you're going to try to establish a playoff in a three-week format and you have 125 teams, I don't think it's possible. I think you need to get down to about 64 teams to choose four, to choose six, to choose eight. And I think that that's the way you do it with a 12-week season. I think that you just create a second tier. We already have the FCS. We should have like a non-Power Five, and we should have reserve spots in those lesser conferences so that we could drop teams like Wake Forest just on the football level, just to look at a a reasonable size pool of teams to choose from rather than having this just big national amalgamation of college football teams that we don't know the difference between Western Michigan's 12-0 and Wyoming's 10-3, for example. I mean, that, you know, that's not an important race, but there's just too many games. There's too many teams, and when they all don't play each other, a lot of them don't play each other. It's very difficult to figure out.
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, that's my problem with college sports in general is. The way they're set up is you don't necessarily see the best play the best at all times. But
Almost never. I mean, Ohio State right. and Alabama, Urban Meyer and Nick Saban, you know, they played each other a lot in the SEC. But when you look at Ohio State and Alabama, we've gotten exactly one game in the last 25 years between those two stoic programs. I mean, you got to have the best play the best a little more often.
Yeah, and it just doesn't happen enough in college sports when you really think about it in general. But, hey, that leads me to my next point of argument or my next point of kind of being upset about something that's been happening. And this has been happening all year as well, and it's the officiating on every level, whether it's college football or if it's NFL football or officiating all across the board has been pretty poor. And we saw it again on Saturday with Ohio State and Michigan where there were some very questionable calls. How do you feel about the JT Barrett line to gain? How do you feel about some of the pass interferences? Did they get the calls right, in your opinion?
They missed some. I think Ohio State had the benefit of playing at home on a lot of them. The way that I saw it, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you or anyone else over what I saw versus what anyone else saw. He needed to get the 15. He needed to get the nose of the football to break one white plane of grass. And I think that he put it on the player's rear end, and that player was standing between the 14 and the 15-yard line. So I don't think there was any question on that fourth down play. I think that the bigger conversation with that is the fact that Urban Meyer decided to go for it on fourth down rather than forcing triple overtime. I think that that's pretty remarkable, and I thought that Michigan should have gone for two at the end of the first overtime.
What about earlier in the game? Even when Ohio State was driving there toward the end of the football game and they went for it and they didn't make it, and then they obviously had to punt the ball, or they didn't punt the ball away. They gave the ball away on downs. They're late in the ball game, but then going for it again later. So I don't know, man. And then what about Michigan not going for it? Their quarterback wanted to go for it. Jimmy said no. Let's kick the field goal or kick the extra point. Those are, like, we're talking about decisions that completely change everything when you really think about it, man. And they're like just little instances of things that could happen too.
You got to take every opportunity you can to win the game. You got to go for two when you're on the road like that. But that's going to be debated for years and years and years.
Yeah, I hear the music. Means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports. Jeff Rich, Dorf Man. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Byline, USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. We do love thoughts. We love opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Hey, only a couple minutes left here in this hour, but a lot of coaching moves are going to be made. Some have already been made. Texas has been a little bit of a disaster, and Charlie Strong is now in and out. And I found it interesting to hear him speak about what was going to happen after the football game against TCU. And I kind of agreed with him, to be honest with you, Jeff, about all the pressure that the kids were under because of everything that they were hearing. Kind of too bad, but that's the way life is.
It is. You know, Texas needs to get over themselves. Texas needs to go back to square one. If they're going to be a middle-of-the-road Big 12 team, as they've been trying to be this elite program, it's going to be nothing but problems going forward. I thought that Charlie Strong wasn't the best hire at the time. You know, there were fans in Florida. He was the DC under Urban Meyer there. And there were fans in Florida that didn't think that even if Urban was going to step down, and it was like a couple years later that Urban stepped down to go to ESPN and then eventually to Ohio State, obviously. But there were fans that felt that Charlie needed a little more experience, and I think that he might have needed a little more experience than Louisville was able to give him, keeping in mind that Louisville was not a Power 5 program. I mean, they landed in the ACC, yeah. But they were in the American Athletic Conference, and before that, they were in the Conference USA. So I don't think Louisville was the best preparation for him. He wasn't Bobby Petrino. He didn't step in, yep, do a great job. And Arkansas was a good middle-tier job to go from Louisville to Power 5 for Petrino. But going to Texas with all those expectations, especially with that network, the way that they tried to glue the Big 12 back together after potential expansion, I think it's just been a disaster, and I think that they're good. I think they're better off with Tom Herman.
All right, man. That's going to do it for hour number one. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's the Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 victims were shot.
That's New Orleans Police Department Superintendent Michael Harrison discussing an overnight shooting.
Two females
8 males, one of whom has expired at the hospital.
Police have not indicated what the possible motive may have been for that shooting that happens in the French Quarter. A shooting at a Florida mall on Saturday morning, leaving one person dead, another person wounded. It happened at the Coral Square Mall.
Some like to claim that he's done some good things, when in fact all that it has caused is sadness, is tragedy, is death, is terrorism and narco trafficking. That is the legacy of Fidel Castro.
That's U.S. House Democrat Mario Diaz-Balart speaking about the death of longtime Cuban dictator Fidel Castro, who died Friday at 90. In Cuba, they've declared 9 days of mourning. This is USA Radio News.
How many times have you asked yourself, what's the point? After reading some off-the-wall social media post where quality of content takes a backseat to quantity of clicks? Now we're doing something about that. Introducing The Point at WesternJournalism.com. I'm Norval Rose, executive editor at The Point. Our clear, concise, compelling content will get you right to the point in each and every post. Smartly presented, sharply defined. You'll see what really matters. Content with perspective and purpose. We promise a bold voice and viewpoint, fearless commentary, insight, and analysis. The Point is your conservative compass, true to the principles and virtues of honest-to-goodness American values. We will honor your time and respect your intelligence. Together, we'll make a difference. And that's The Point at WesternJournalism.com.
Actor Ron Glass has passed away. Most known for his role as Detective Harris on the ABC comedy Barney Miller, which ran from the mid-70s to 1982. Right after that, Glass took on the role of Felix in a short-lived remake of the TV sitcom The Odd Couple, in which the title characters were black.
I wasn't even going to come over here. I mean, I said to myself, why should I impose all of this misery on my friends?
Great.
And then I thought, why not?
More recently, the Emmy-nominated actor starred in the TV show Firefly and its big-screen sequel Serenity. Ron Glass died Friday. He was 71. Former Donald Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway telling CNN's State of the Union that a lot of people are concerned about Mitt Romney potentially serving as Secretary of State. She says she's heard a lot of blowback about the idea from grassroots Republicans. Conway saying she shares some of those concerns, but she'd support whatever decision Trump eventually makes. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio saying possible foreign involvement in leaking information that can influence American elections deserves congressional scrutiny. Rubio speaking on NBC's Meet the Press and saying if a foreign power is injecting chaos into the American political process, the country deserves to know. Rubio saying that he's never personally accused Russia of being involved with the WikiLeaks publication of hacked Democratic Party emails. However, he said it did fit a pattern of Russian behavior that's been seen influencing elections in the former Eastern Bloc nations. President-elect Donald Trump is slamming a recount of votes in the state of Wisconsin, which was requested by the Green Party candidate. Trump saying in a statement that it's, quote, just a way for Jill Stein, who got less than 1% of the vote overall, to fill her coffers with money. The Wisconsin Election Board agreeing on Friday to conduct a statewide recount of the Election Day votes after Stein filed the paperwork. Green Party spokesman Brian Verdeen says of Trump's reaction.
So-called President-elect Trump says everything is rigged. I would think that he want to be the first one to have the audit take place.
Trump has fired back at the Hillary Clinton camp as well after it announced it supports the recount. Trump says before Clinton lost, she wanted everyone to accept the election night tallies, but now, not so much. And Powerball officials say one single ticket sold in Tennessee has won the entire $421 million jackpot last night. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots going on in the sports world, people. Who's in your top four in college football? Pretty sure Alabama's in your top four. Other than that, though, I'm not so sure, man. I really am not. Did Ohio State do enough? Probably. Even though they're not going to win the Big Ten. Did Clemson do enough? Probably. Even though they lost to Pittsburgh at home. Did Michigan do enough? No way. They're done. Sorry, Michigan. Did Wisconsin do enough? And can they do enough with winning the Big Ten championship? That's the real question. And then obviously a lot going on in NFL football. Man, oh man, thinking about that, Jeff, when you really think about NFL football, it's just flown by. The season is almost like toward the end. I'm actually pretty disappointed in a way, but in another way, I'm happy because I don't have to watch the Green Bay Packers play that much longer.
Yeah, you probably will not. You know,
you don't have to watch the Cleveland Browns that much longer. I was waiting for that, buddy.
You're waiting. Well, you know what? I'm not waiting at all. I'm not going to watch them at all. They don't deserve my money. I will watch them when Robert Griffin III returns. But watching Cody Kessler just get killed every game is not worth my Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I hear you, man. It's almost not worth my time every Sunday to watch Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers go out there and embarrass us. So, anyways, man, a ton to talk about in the world of sports. We'd love to hear your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Get on board. Let us know. If you feel like it was bad, let me know. I see people posting on my Facebook saying it was rigged. Well, let me know, man. Anyways, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I've been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
And down as such they come in the Kentucky Derby.
Where's the money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man?
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world. Wonder how those people in Wisconsin are feeling right now. I really do. I wonder how they're feeling. I wonder how Wisconsin fans are feeling all across the country. Well, go ahead, man. What?
They should be excited, brother. I think that they have a chance. Yeah. I think that they win and they might be in. I don't think that they might necessarily need the help. But a lot of people look at the ACC and the Pac-12 a little bit differently than I do. I look at that Big Ten championship as the conference champion of the best conference, and I think that's worth something. And I think it's worth something if it's Penn State too, despite what I've been saying over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and by the way, we got 45 minutes or so left in the program. So if you want to get on board, 1-800-878-7529. We love thoughts. We love opinions. We want to know what's on your mind. So get involved on the program.
I have a question for you. Yeah. You know, and you'll have 45 minutes or so to really answer the question throughout the show. And that's where's Dorf's money, brother?
Well, again, we do have a new segment on the program, and it is called Where's Dorf's Money At this week, and I pick out like three games in the NFL, at least three games that I think are the best picks for you as to what you should, if you enjoy that type of thing for entertainment purposes only. I just pick out my three best games that I like if I was a betting guy, where I would put my money on that. And we do have callers, so I know we'll get out to the phones. 1-800-878-7529. People on Facebook, get involved. You can write things on the Facebook feed. I'll see that. Or just call in. 1-800-878-7529. And let's jump out to the phones. We got Rich in Santa Monica. Rich, what's going on, man?
It's actually Mitch in Santa Monica. But
Mitch,
nice,
what's up, brother?
You
how are you, man?
I'm doing fine. I've got what's on my mind is, why are we giving Ohio State a pass? Of the top seven or eight of the top ten, they are the only one that doesn't play next week. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. As far as I'm concerned, they don't get a second bye in the season. Next week should be a default loss, and they should have two losses. And then you re-rank them from them. They don't get to have free pass to just go straight to the Final Four. They did not do their job to get into the conference champion. I don't care what the rules are. They didn't make it into the championship game. They got to get in line before the others. We're not giving any credit to that game. I mean, what? Let me ask you this. If Alabama loses to Florida, are they out of the top four, or do they stay in the top four? Is that game meaningless as well? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous that we're putting no credit or no validity to these championship games. To that, really, all they're about is a big payday on Saturday for television. The championship games should mean something, and they need to make sure they mean something by taking Ohio State and dropping them behind Alabama, behind Clemson, behind Washington, behind Wisconsin, and behind Penn State. Hey, listen, on November 8th, we know what pollsters do, and they get things a lot wrong these days. So why are we trusting pollsters in terms of knowing what the battleground might be instead of what actually happens on the gridiron and may play these games, which we are doing next week, and Ohio State is sitting at home laughing, getting healthy, and gets the week off?
No, Mitch brings up a lot of great points. And for people listening on Facebook Live to me here, love that you do that. And he, what his argument is basically saying Wisconsin's playing a game next week, should be meaningful. Ohio State's sitting at home shouldn't be that meaningful. And I agree with you, man. I totally agree with you. But at the end of the day, Ohio State does have, as far as the strength of schedule goes, I will give them credit where credit is due. They have the second toughest strength of schedule record. So there is something to be said for that. They did beat Michigan. Michigan's out. Look, I think Wisconsin still has a chance to get in as that number four team if they go out and handle their business against Penn State. And I think Jeff feels the same way. Jeff?
I just feel that Penn State has two losses. I mean, you're asking Ohio State to be perfect. You're telling Ohio State that they can't lose.
I'm willing to accept the fact if you put it in the criteria, if there was a criteria, there's not a criteria, but if you put it in the criteria for the college football playoff that you must win conference, then Ohio State's eliminated. It's to the letter of the law and it's written, and they send them home. But they've kept it open so that you can get a team. I mean, body of work, Ohio State has done everything that either one of those teams is going to do next Saturday in the Big Ten Championship. And I don't begrudge Wisconsin the opportunity to even jump Ohio State. I just think that, you know, if you're going to leave it open to wild cards, I don't think there's a more ideal wild card in all of college football than Ohio State. And I think that it'd be nice if they were playing next week, but they didn't take care of business at Penn State. And, you know, if that eliminates them in the criteria of some pollsters, then so be it. But if not, I don't think that you're putting a poor football team into the college football playoff based on technicalities or happenstance.
Mitch, let me ask you this. If Wisconsin beats Penn State, do you think the Final Four winds up being Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Wisconsin? Would that be your final top four if Wisconsin handles their business and beats Penn State in the Big Ten championship game?
Does Washington handle theirs?
Even if Washington handles theirs. I mean, again, just based on strength of schedule, Wisconsin is in that top four and Washington is not. So based on that, with knowing that as well, that Wisconsin has a top four strength of schedule record, would you put them in the top four if they win against Penn State, who's higher than the team that, again, Washington's going to have to play in their matchup with Colorado?
If Wisconsin wins, they go in over Ohio State. Their loss to Ohio State was a double overtime nail biter. Could have gone either way. And actually, you know, they let them in at the end.
But the winner has to matter. Yep. The winner of the football games have to matter.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff, you were talking earlier today how the game yesterday, it was a double overtime game. I mean, practicality. And it's like,
But if Michigan wins, they're in the Big Ten championship. I mean, the result of the game absolutely matters.
That result was huge. That result, Michigan and Ohio State winning – happen to be a huge result for what goes on in the Big Ten.
And I respect road losses in big games in conference. I do. I mean, Michigan lost at Iowa. Ohio State lost at Penn State. Those teams know each other. You know, it didn't happen to Alabama. And the loss opens Ohio State to the vulnerability. There's no question about that. Alabama, we're not having this conversation about Alabama because there's no loss to scrutinize with them. There's no other team that could step above Alabama. So, I mean, the bottom line is if you take care of your business like Alabama has through 12 games, there's no questions. You're in. But, you know, Ohio State did lose that game. Wisconsin does have those two losses.
Yeah, but if Alabama loses to a Florida team, like, seriously, why wouldn't that hurt them, is in all honesty? Honestly, like I agree with Mitch on that too. Like that should matter too. All the games should matter. Not just the Big Ten championship game should matter. Like the SEC championship game should matter as well. And therefore the Pac-12 championship, they all should matter. So I think that these polls, maybe they should just wait.
I definitely think so, but that you don't sell TV games without little numbers in front of it, of the teams. That's the bottom line. The polls don't matter to me. The only one that matters is the last one, and we won't find that out until we go off the air next week.
Hey, Mitch, we're up against, so we got to let you rock and roll, but any final thoughts for us before we do?
I hope the Badgers get in. It should be a wonderful story for them, and I just don't see why we keep loving Ohio State. You know what? Scoreboard doesn't lie. The scoreboard said you lost to Penn State and you didn't make it in your championship game. And for them to get in over champions that are ranked, who have that type of schedule that you've said, Andy, would be a travesty and completely compromises the whole system.
Very fair. Thanks for your phone call, Mitch.
Yeah, good call. Right. Good call from Mitch. And we love thoughts and opinions, man. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. If you're watching on Facebook, get involved in the conversation. I know people are big-time football fans and they – look, man, you can tell. You can feel the passion. I hate to say it, man, but you can feel Mitch feeling that passion for loving his team, the Wisconsin Badgers. And you know what? If they don't get in, man, they made it really close. That's all I can say. And what's the status of Hornibrook? I mean, is he going to be able to come back? What happened to him in the end of that football game? Do you know?
You caught me on an unfortunate week. I did not watch Wisconsin-Minnesota.
Because Houston had to finish the game up. Bart tried to get it done and couldn't. So I wonder what the status is, to be honest with you, moving forward.
Before the weather gets too cold, you may want to take stock of your home's energy efficiency. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about doing an energy audit right after this. Windows are a prime spot for energy loss, but you can add a barrier against the winter chill by installing Duck Brand Roll-On Window Kits. Designed with ease in mind, Roll-On Window Kits come with a pre-taped edge for easy application, require no measuring, and fit the window frame for an airtight seal. Also look for Duck Brand's heavy-duty window kits. They're 2 times thicker and more puncture-resistant than standard window kits. Keep warm and save with Duck Brand. Find Duck Brand weatherization products at duckbrand.com. An energy audit is basically a close look at your home and its systems to see where it can be more efficient. In some cases, your local utility will perform one for free or a very nominal fee. If you take the chore on yourself, you might want to rent or purchase some tools to help you out. An infrared camera or infrared thermometer will help you determine where your home is losing heat. The images produced by the cameras use color differences to graphically show the areas where the cold outside air is influencing your home. The thermometers give you similar information, but instead of pictures, they give you temperature readings that tell you the same story. Once you know where the heat is getting out, you're better equipped to stop it and begin reducing your heating bill this winter. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148.
Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. Tons of things going on, man. Never at a loss for things to talk about. And we didn't get to do this in the last segment, so why don't we do the Where's Dorf's Money At right now?
Yeah, so, I think the best games are already behind us. I thought we saw the best games on Thanksgiving, but, the money never stops. It keeps flowing in. Vegas wasn't built on on a lot of winning bets. So you tell me, where's your money at today, Dorfman?
All right, so I got to do this to you. You know that, don't you? First and foremost, my money is with the New York Football Giants on the road against none other than the Cleveland Browns. You know, you got to like that one, man. 0-11, going up against a team that's 7-3. I know the Giants are a 7-point favorite, but if you ask me, brother, that's where my biggest money's at today. I'm going with the New York Giants over the Cleveland Browns and that 7-point spread.
Yeah, there's no reason not to do that. The Browns have allowed 25 points to every opponent they've played. They've struggled to get the ball into the end zone. A lot of garbage time stats, a lot of garbage time points, and we're already looking forward to April. But I'm told that we have our usual guest, our insider. He's all about sports, writes for MileHighBroncos.com, Shane Koenig. We're going to talk a little NBA today, too. And I think that I'll start with, my Cleveland Cavaliers, which should be a big surprise to you, Shane. Kevin Love, 34 points in the first quarter against Portland on Wednesday night. The Cavs are off to their franchise best start, 12-2. I know that a lot of people are paying attention to the prohibitive favorites in the West, Golden State, but, Cleveland's kind of done everything that they're supposed to do out of the gate, right?
Absolutely. I think the interesting part about that game is that the Cleveland Cavaliers have come into this year looking for shooting, and they've gotten it off of Channing Frye and Kevin Love and J.R. Smith. They're trying to turn into kind of the Golden State Warriors side of things, where they're going to spread the floor, give some freedom to a couple of players, and try to hit big threes and extend out that defense, and they've looked great doing it.
Shane, good morning, brother. How are you, man? Good to have you, and welcome back. I missed you last week, man. I really did.
Thanks. It's good to be back.
Yeah, man. And, let's keep it rolling on these two teams, Cleveland Cavaliers, Golden State Warriors, because for the most part, other than maybe the Clippers and San Antonio, I hate to say it, but there's really not a lot to talk about in the NBA. And I'm disappointed, man, because the NBA used to be so fun to watch. And growing up in the 80s, I grew up in the 70s, but watching through the 80s, growing up as a kid in the 80s, watching the Milwaukee Bucks and Sidney Moncrief and Paul Pressey, Terry Cummings and Bob Lanier, and just some of those great basketball teams that I saw, and obviously the dynasties with the Lakers and the Boston Celtics, the Sixers. There were so many great basketball teams, and now it's like we have two teams that are these super powerhouses. If for some way, some reason, it doesn't wind up being Cleveland playing the Golden State Warriors in the finals, like how much of a disaster could that be for the NBA? Seriously.
Oh, I think it would be incredibly surprising, but I think that if you're talking about the Clippers get in there or San Antonio, I'd be very surprised if they do, because they don't have the athletes. They've based their entire team off of inside presence and power players, and that NBA is moving away from that. But if, let's say, the Clippers get in, it would be very interesting, because I think a lot of viewers would watch, the LA market would watch the Clippers. But the interesting thing is, the next season, they want to know what Kevin Durant's going to do. Is Kevin Durant going to opt in? Is he going to opt out? So it would be disastrous on the regular season almost being meaningless because they couldn't come through in the finals. But it'd be very interesting to see how the viewership changes in the next year to see if more people tune in to see if Golden State can keep it going.
Do you think that this becomes a problem being taught, you know, being the two contenders and the other 28, for lack of a better term? Do you think that the NBA would try to evolve away from this? Do you see a circumstance where they might let defenses get a little more handsy on the perimeter to shut down shooters, whether it's in Golden State or Cleveland?
I don't know if there'd be a rule change. I think that the best ideas that they had about giving players an extra year and having an opportunity to re-sign with your current team so small market teams can take advantage of that, those plans haven't come to fruition. I don't know if there's going to be more conversation with the new collective bargaining agreement coming along, because it seems like both sides are willing to sit down and not have any type of work stoppage. I don't know if there'll be something that will happen further to try to level that playing field. I don't know if they'll do a rules change, because I think that the three-pointer is something that, like, hey, I'm a scrub white guy that I can go to the gym and shoot threes. So if I can watch that and see someone doing it at an extremely high level in the NBA, there's a little bit of a connection there. Now there's also, you know, the dunks and the athleticism that go into the rim that I can't do, which also draws me. But seeing a guy like Steph Curry that's skinny and lean and doesn't look like a strong athlete like we're used to seeing, to throw 30 points a game instantly and easily, well, maybe not easy, but it looks easy for us, is something that I think it can be appealing as well.
Shane Koenig, our all-around insider here on the program. Shane, let me ask you this. Just kind of looking around the league early, as we are just, you know, 15, 20 games into the season here for the NBA season, any surprises that you're seeing as far as teams that have maybe surprised you on a good note and then teams that have surprised you on a bad note that are worse than you thought they'd be?
Let's see. Surprising on a good note, the Lakers not being absolutely terrible has been actually very surprising and very refreshing to see a young team with a coach that seems to give them the keys but also to keep them focused has been very, very cool. I hope that Lakers fans understand it, even if they don't make it to the playoffs, that they seem to be moving in a good direction where they're a good young team that's entertaining, can score, needs a couple of pieces, and they seem to be building in the right way. Clippers have been very surprising. They also had a hot start last year but been very surprising, especially on defense. Surprising bad, I would have to say Portland. They re-signed a lot of players that are the same position, and supposedly the rumors are is that they're doing that so that when other teams need shooters and that position that's short, they'll be able to trade. I think they're going to have to make those trades really soon because they have a gluttony of small forwards and shooting guards and not enough playing time, and they're not able to contend with big men, and they're just not playing as well as I thought they would. I thought they'd be a top 4 or 5 team in the West.
Shane, let me ask you this. James Harden, man, how impressed have you been with the way he's just changed his – I mean, look, we know he's a great scorer, and he's never going to stop being a great scorer. But the way that he's distributing the rock and passing the ball and actually buying into that, I mean, pretty incredible for this guy to just completely change his identity of who he's been so far in the NBA. Yes or no?
I think that he has always had that incredible feel for the game, even when he was in Oklahoma City. But I think it's been pretty awesome to see a coach go, I trust you with this. I know, I see it, let's do it. Like, I'm just giving you the ball and we're just doing it. I think that's been awesome, and his response to that has been incredible and is going to keep him in the MVP conversation for the whole year.
What do you think of the new identity of the Atlanta Hawks? I mean, it's almost like Al Horford never played there, and we finally found a fit for Dwight Howard, probably for the first time since Van Gundy coached him in Orlando. Is that a team, just because of how different the style is, building around a big man like Howard, is that a team that poses a threat to the Cavaliers in the East?
Let's see. That would be a surprise team to answer the question earlier. I was incredibly surprised with the Dennis Schroeder and then also Dwight Howard playing the way they are. I don't trust Dwight Howard enough at his age, his inability to shoot free throws, to really put a lot of pressure on Cleveland. But if he takes Tristan Thompson out of the game and dominates the boards and just does that against Cleveland, he gives Atlanta a very good shot to win.
Hey, what's going on with Boston, Shane? I mean, they seem to be pretty up and down. What's up with the Hornets? Same thing. They seem to be up and down. The Bulls, they're okay. I'm actually impressed with how they're playing. But the Boston, I think that, you know, they're down a little bit from what I thought they'd be. And if you can, answer this in about 30 seconds or less, man.
Boston's got a lot of the problems that Portland has. A lot of players playing the same position. They have like four shooting guards / point guards, people that probably need the ball in their hands more. And Al Horford's trying to fit into that offense and see where he fits. Charlotte's always going to play good defense. It's always up to them about their offense. And they got rid of Al Jefferson, who is a consistent scorer. So they're going to go on streaks, and that's what their season looks like so far.
Good stuff. Shane Koenig joining us. We got another segment with him on the other side to talk. We're going to switch gears, probably talk some football, probably NFL, if I'm not mistaken, since we are like 20, 25 minutes away from game time. And I know got a lot of things that we want to talk about with what's going on in the NFL. So, Shane, stick around with us, and we will obviously come back and talk some NFL football with him. But Shane Koenig, our all-around insider, joining us here on the program. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, get on board. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. But keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You know, once the temperature really starts to drop, your utility bills will start going up. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about some simple ways to keep them under control right after this. Windows are a prime spot for energy loss, but you can add a barrier against the winter chill by installing Duck Brand Roll-On Window Kits. Designed with ease in mind, Roll-On Window Kits come with a pre-taped edge for easy application, require no measuring, and fit the window frame for an airtight seal. Also look for Duck Brand's heavy-duty window kits. They're 2 times thicker and more puncture-resistant than standard window kits. Keep warm and save with Duck Brand. Find Duck Brand weatherization products at duckbrand.com. We often talk about things like adding insulation to your attic and replacing drafty windows to make your home more energy efficient, but those things do take time and money. There are, however, some really simple things you can do to make a big impact on your utility bills. First, set back your thermostat about 10 degrees when you're away from home for 8 hours or more. You'll shave as much as 10% off your energy bill without sacrificing any comfort. Check your furnace filter and replace it if it's dirty. That dirt makes it work harder to heat the house, so it's much less efficient. Finally, make sure that your south-facing windows aren't blocked so that they can collect all of that free solar heat during the daylight hours. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a 1-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month.
but you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. 1-800-878-7529. Get in on the conversation. Got Shane Koenig talking to us about everything, whatever's on our mind for the most part, to be honest with you, man. Because last segment, we were talking about some NBA hoops. Now we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk some NFL football. Shane, a lot going on in the NFL with a lot of bad football, to be honest with you, man. And that's where I'm going to start here, because I look at a lot of these divisions, and one in particular, that would be the NFC North, where my beloved Green Bay Packers are. And truth be told, man, they're terrible. They're a terrible football team. They're the most injured football team year in and year out. But with all that being said, the Detroit Lions are in first, and they're better known to me as the Lie Downs, so I never know what's going to happen with them. The Minnesota Vikings are a bad football team as well, and they're just hanging on to a little bit better than 500. I look at a division like the AFC West with Oakland, Kansas City, and the Denver Broncos, and I'm saying, wow. That's a really good football division. But for the most part, I look around the league and I see 6-5 leading the AFC North. Obviously, we know about the Patriots, so we don't have to discuss that. And we know about the Cowboys and the year they've had. But then, you know, you look at the Falcons, who are 6-4. So am I crazy, or am I onto something here saying there's a lot of mediocrity? And it seems like people are willing to settle for mediocrity in the NFL week in and week out.
I think the league would say it's what, parity? Everybody's so good, it's parity. But the eyes and the eye tests say that it is mediocrity. But I think a lot of that has to do with, every single year it seems that the NFL says there's no more injuries. When you look at the numbers, there's no more injuries than normal. But the Minnesota Vikings will probably be a whole lot better with at least Adrian Peterson and at least their left tackle healthy, let alone if Bridgewater was there and understood that offense. They didn't have to change their whole offensive philosophy around mid-season. Well, paired with that defense, and their defense being healthy would be fantastic. Green Bay being healthy would definitely make them a whole lot better than they are now. I think mediocrity has a lot to do with player health, and the game is just violent. It's more violent, and the athletes are bigger and stronger, and people are getting more injured. And I think that has changed the level of play in the NFL. But I also think that people just aren't playing football as much. I know that the NFL is really trying to push that, and trying to get young people involved in football. But I think in 10 years, we're going to see a shift in American sports where the NFL – its product is going to be starving for the best athletes to play it.
It's definitely upon us, Shane. I think if you just look at the way that we feel about London versus the way that we feel about Mexico, I feel that the one game in Mexico City every 7 or 8 years or whatever it's been, you know, the Cardinals played in it the last time they had it, and it was years and years ago on Sunday Night Football. But they have a successful Monday Night Football game between the Raiders and the Houston Texans. I don't want to see it next week. I don't even know if I want to see it next year. You know, I'm one of those guys that doesn't buy in bulk, and I feel like the NFL is pushing bulk to us when I'd rather just kind of piecemeal a
it together. Watch the 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock games in the Eastern time zone on Sunday. Probably watch Monday night football, Sunday night football if it's a big matchup. You know, I don't need the NFL, and I think that the oversaturation market that I wanted to resist at first as a big NFL fan and a big football guy, I've kind of got to absorb it and I've got to let it happen. I think that the NFL has tried too much. I think that people are concerned about the danger. I think that people are concerned about what these players do off the field, whether it's from a social point of view or a criminal point of view, to, you know, speaking directly to Aaron Hernandez with that one. But I just don't think that people like the NFL as much. And I already think that the change is happening that you speak of.
Yeah, I think that we all laughed and snickered when Mark Cuban said that, you know, the NFL is trying too hard to get its product everywhere. But I think it's true. And it's not even so much that there's a product on Thursday night, but the product that is on Thursday night is not good. Players are injured. They need that extra time to recover. You're not giving a team time before that game or after that game. It's almost like you need to have a bye before and after to have a good Thursday night game. But you're putting a product out there that when people watch, they're like, you know, it's not great. I'd rather watch it just on Sunday. Let Sunday be the day, and Monday night, obviously, but let Sunday be NFL day. Just take advantage of that day on a constant basis. Let's not move it to Thursday. Let's not do any games on Saturday. We don't even need any more games. They keep wanting to increase the revenue, but it's just you need to take the money where it's at, not try to keep forcing the American public to put more money in your pockets. Well, you have a great product and try to make it better just on that Sunday.
If I have a say in it, I say you let Dallas and Detroit play that noon game and that 4:30 game like they always have, and you just scrap that third Thursday night football game. It really brought down the mood after a couple of great games in cities where it's tradition to host it. So I'm all on board for the oversaturation of the product, and you know I still try to, you know, there's a lot of things to enjoy about the NFL, and I think the Raiders and the Cowboys are good stories this year.
That's true. Go ahead, Shane. Voice your opinion on the Raiders and the Cowboys and how they have impacted the league. And when they're legit, I gotta say, I kind of agree, Jeff. It makes the NFL a little bit more fun.
I think that those two franchises have moved the meter even when they're not good, and when they are good, they move the meter big time. I think that they're also showing the NFL offensive line and defensive lines are just as important as a big time wide receiver, if not more important. And I think that a lot of people need to take notice of that, and they're going to start spending a little more money and a few more top picks on the talented offensive linemen that are out there.
Hey, Shane, I still think the Steelers have a pretty good run in them for the playoffs, because truth be told, that division's pretty poor. Like I said, they're the leaders at 6-5, and I kind of give them a little bit of a pass on their record because Big Ben was injured, no Le'Veon Bell to start out the season. So I think their record is actually not truly how good they actually can be in the next few weeks. And I don't know, am I crazy? But I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to make a pretty good playoff run. What about you?
I think it all depends on their back end of their defense. From, you know, the linebackers into their corners and safeties, they have progressed and they've gotten better as the season has moved along. If they continue that and Le'Veon Bell gets more involved in the offense, Ben Roethlisberger is healthy, they're also throwing more receivers at you, especially in the slot, and they're getting a lot of production out of that area. If they continue to do that, they are developing and getting better as the season is moving on. So I don't see any reason why they can't make a playoff run. And I didn't think they were legit or for real. But as I watched them play, their defense is getting better and improving, and I think that that's going to help them the most of anything.
And I think that they're going to benefit from being a 3 or 4 seed, letting the Raiders and the Patriots take those top 2 seeds as long as chalk plays out the rest of the way. I think playing every week from week 17 in that wild card round, that's going to prepare them better for the rounds, because they get better as they play football, and that's how it's always been under Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, I think Roethlisberger savors that opportunity.
Hey, is it fair to say that the AFC West, I mean, it's probably the best division in football, but do they get 3 teams in the playoffs?
I am a Chiefs fan, and they play the Broncos tonight. And I look at their schedule, and they're going to have to play some really good football and get some people healthy if they're going to, A, make the playoffs, and B, win a large portion of those games, because their schedule is brutal here on out. So I'll say yes, because we talked about mediocrity, and I think that the Chiefs are going to start improving and getting healthy at the right time, but they need to put some really strong games together the next 4 weeks to really make a run at it.
Staying on the topic of division strength, I look at the Eagles at 5-5 at the bottom of the NFC East. I know that there's a couple teams from the other divisions that could get themselves into the wild card race, but I mean, all four of those teams, you know, the Cowboys are obviously in, but the other three teams in that division all have to be realistically vying for a playoff opportunity.
Yeah, I think that that's going to be a really interesting run, because we see the inconsistency in Philly. It seems like when their running game is there, they're winning. When it's not, they're losing. The Giants, their defense, they spent a ton of money on it. When it's playing up to the amount of money they spent on it, they will win. They always have an offense, you know, with when you have Shepard and Beckham. They don't have a running game much at all either, but the West Coast offense that they run doesn't necessarily require that. So it's going to be very interesting to see all those teams pushing and buying. And Washington, man, they're always seem to be under the radar. No one really talks about them. At least in my world, people don't really talk about them on an everyday basis. But they're a good team, and they've got some really good players across the board.
You know who else we're not really talking about, Shane? We're not talking about the Seahawks all that much. Because of the Dallas Cowboys and the Dak and the Zeke show, we've been talking all about them all season long, and obviously with the Raiders coming on, and look, those are great stories. Don't get me wrong. But you know what? The Seahawks, they're just quietly going about their business, man, like they always do. And they're 7-2 and looking to me like they're – poised to go after another championship, to be honest with you.
The thing I like most about them is right now Earl Thomas is out. Cam Chancellor was out for a little bit. Michael Bennett has been injured. But they've been so focused on their offense, putting up good numbers and good points, that has almost shifted. You know, Jimmy Graham's healthy. They're playing with him. Doug Baldwin is playing well. The shuffle that they're doing now at running back seems really odd, and I don't know how that's going to work out. They're hoping that Thomas Rawls could be healthy. But if they get Bennett and they get Thomas and they get Chancellor and all those guys are healthy, and now Russell Wilson's healthy, they're going to be a tough team to beat. And I think they could be a team that could hold the Cowboys running game down.
Yeah.
Hey, Shane, the coaching carousel is in full swing in college football. We saw Tom Herman go to Texas. Yeah, we know that Orgeron probably on the move as well. But when we look at the NFL, you look at Chip Kelly, you know, first year at San Francisco, they probably give him more time. Hugh Jackson probably gets more time in Cleveland, even if they do finish 0-16. But John Fox isn't working out in Chicago. Bradley's not working out in Jacksonville. Do you see coaches on the hot seat here?
Well, I think we lost him, but in general, man, yeah, there's always coaches. There's always coaches on the hot seat. I'll tell you what, man, in the NFL or the college ranks, there's going to be coaches on the hot seat, man. And I'll tell you, guy, that if he isn't on the hot seat, Jeff, in the NFL, he better be. Mike McCarthy. And what's going on there with the Green Bay Packers? Again, I'll go back to this, and I wish we would have gotten a little bit into this with Shane and how they're the most injured team year in and year out. And I can't seem to figure it out. Do you have any idea why they're the most injured team year in and year out? And if that's not the coach's fault, whose fault is it?
Yeah, I don't see the practices. I don't know if they're overworked. I don't know if they're being worked in inefficient ways, because I'm not a strength and conditioning coach. But there definitely seems to be a problem with keeping the guys in green and gold healthy.
Yeah, seems to be a real problem. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. One final pause for the cause at that. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, a ton of things going on in the sports world. If you want to pop in real quick, 1-800-878-7529. Otherwise, just check us out, and then we'll keep talking to you here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorfont Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Shane Koenig for hanging out with us as he does each and every week, breaking it down, the world of sports. And speaking of which, this is our time to shine. It's parting shot time. Jeff, you're up, my man. What's up?
All right, so we live in Phoenix, Arizona. Nearby is Tempe, Arizona, and the Arizona State Sun Devils. Todd Graham had a very good run here at the beginning working with Dennis Erickson's players, but he has shown that he could not recruit, as this defensive guru has shown that he could be anything but a guru on the defensive side of the ball. Ray Anderson, he needs to go.
My parting shot is also Todd Graham, man. Dude, you're so bad. And I just am embarrassed watching those Arizona State Sun Devils week in and week out. The start of the season was a total aberration. Gave people false hope and false pretenses. And then you go and show your true colors in the Pac-12 as to who you really are and the decision-making that you have and how bad that is. And just about everything that you do is bad. So that's my parting shot. So on that note, man, I'm going to say to Jeff, I'm going to say to Scott, I'm going to say to Shane, I'm going to say to John Poulter, by the way, too, who joined us in hour number one. Peace. Have a great day. Enjoy yourselves. And we'll talk to you next week on Dorfont Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.